Hi, I'm Tim Meadows. Tonight's edition of Saturday Night Live is a retrospective of the work of our good friend Chris Farley. Chris used to say that he only had one character, he just did it at different volumes, but that wasn't true. His characters were as complex and diverse as he was. They were in your face, loud and, yes, sweaty, yet they all had heart. Sometimes you felt sorry for them, yet you couldn't help but laugh. Chris Farley was much more than the loud, crazy guy you saw on TV and in films. Without a doubt, he was enormously funny. But he was also a guy who loved his family, his friends, and his fans. And we all loved him back. Chris loved to make people laugh. So sit back and watch him do what he loved.
Let us extend our hand in friendship and love to New Yorkers of every race and sexual orientation. It will be so.
Yeah, man.
Mayor Dinkins,
I salute you. Me too, Mayor Dinkins.
I thought you were the law and order candidate.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. And to the people who say New York is not governable,
New York
is not manageable, I say no. I look forward to a better, a framer, a brighter city so that one day, we can all say,
live from New York, it's Saturday night!
I'm Marianne Farley. Many of you don't know this, but when Chris was born, he weighed 12 pounds, 11 ounces, and he was only 14 inches long.
Hey, Mom. Dad.
Brian, Stacy, your mother Ellen and I are so glad you decided to join us for this family communication session.
So, what's up? You guys getting divorced or something?
No, we just wanted the family to talk as a group.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
All right, well, Stacy, Brian, your father, Ted, and I are a little bit concerned. Celia, the cleaning lady, was in the family room and she found a bag of pot.
She didn't smoke it, did she?
No, she didn't smoke it.
Now, we're not here to come down on you. I mean, that's not what we're about, okay?
We're just concerned that pot could lead to other things.
Crack, ice, boom, pow.
But we know you don't want to hear this from us.
Sure, I mean, we're your parents. Who wants to hear this stuff from their parents, huh?
But your father and I came up with a brilliant idea to give you kids some direction. A motivational speaker.
Yeah, one of those guys who speaks to big groups at high schools and churches.
You mean to come to the house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right, later.
Thanks, anyway.
Hey, come on, you guys. This set me back a few bucks. Okay, his name is Matt Foley. Now, he's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours, and he should be all ready to go. I'll call him up. Matt, we're ready for you. His speech is called Go For It. Now, he's used to big groups, so make him feel like there's a crowd here. Matt, come on up, buddy.
All right, how's everybody? Good. Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced. And I live in a van down by the river. You kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-da! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
From what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get back on the right track? Well, as I see it, there is only one solution, and that is for me to get my gear. Move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Old Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you. Here's Matt. There's you. There. Whoops-a-daisy. My God. Later. Me and my buddies, my pals, my amigos. I'm gonna get my gear.
Wait, yeah, Matt, you don't have to go.
No,
Matt,
you don't
Matt.
Have to do that. We'll never smoke pot again.
Matt, thanks for all you've done.
I don't give a rat's behind because I'm moving in. I'm sick and tired of living in a van down by the river.
Is the back door locked?
Yes. We love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
This is the great house-sitting deal that you found. This place is a dump.
Just wait till you see the pool.
No water?
Like you need to get wet.
You've got a big thirst and you're gay. Reach for a cold, tall bottle of Schmidt's Gay.
I think I'm gonna like house sitting.
Yeah.
This is impossible. Can't we just hire them both?
No. We've been through this. We've only got the budget for one dancer.
Yeah, but they're both so great, I can't decide between them.
Well, that's our job. That's what Chippendale pays us for.
I know, but these guys have been through hell. A 5-hour audition, 3 callbacks.
Well, look, if you want to give up your salary so Chip and Nails can hire both of these guys, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Marcy, bring him in.
This is the part of the job that I hate.
Adrian? Barney? Listen, before we start, I just want to say once again that either one of you would make a fine addition to the Chippendale family. I know you've been put through a long, long audition, and it's been hard. But I think that in itself is a testament to how good both of you are and just how difficult our choice is. I wish I could just flip a coin and be done with it, but we can't. We're Chippendales. Marcy, music? Thank you, Adrian. Barney, if you could just give us a minute, we'll have our decision.
Oh, Adrian, you were great out there, man. I know, it's gonna be you.
Oh, what are you talking about, Barney? You got it, you know it.
Whatever happens, you're the best.
Buddies?
Buddies.
They're ready for you guys.
Adrian, Barney, well, we've made our decision. But before we tell you, I just want to say once again how truly difficult it was for us to make our choice. And to thank you for your patience throughout this long, arduous audition.
Thanks.
We're going to go with Adrian.
I knew it, man.
I'm sorry. I just never wanted anything so much in my life. And now that I got it, I just can't deal with it.
Well, that's okay, Adrian. We understand. Barney, we all agreed that your dancing was great. Your presentation was very sexy. I guess in the end, we all thought that Adrian's body was just much, much better than yours.
Okay.
You see, it's just that at Chippendales, our dancers have traditionally had that lean, muscular, healthy physique, like Adrian's. Whereas yours is, well, fat and flabby.
Right.
No, Barney. No. No, Barney, we've made our decision.
Excuse me, can I make a point?
Sure.
You know, I just want to say that this guy, he is one hell of a dancer, you know, and he has got the sexiest moves I have ever seen. And if you're really serious about going with me, you know, it can only be because his body is so bad.
Thanks, man.
Sure. You know, but because on straight dancing and presentation, ain't no way I'm better than him.
Amen. You see, Barney, we considered the possibility that
our heavier female customers might actually prefer a heavier man that they could identify with. But then we decided...
Even as I stood there listening to them explain why they had chosen me, I still couldn't believe it. Ever since I could remember, I had dreamed of becoming a Chippendales dancer, and now I was one. I never saw Barney again, but I'll never forget him and how for one brief moment, he brought out the best in me. That was the time of my life.
How about Mario's restaurant? Mini pizzas and delish desserts make this Italian eatery a must. Ravioli? Holy cannoli!
Day and night she talks. Each word more useless than the next.
The City Steakhouse serves the best beef in town. Their sensual setting will set the mood for any romantic rendezvous. Oh, hear that, hey?
Give me cancer now, guys!
Okay, the nominees are...
Wilson Phillips for Hold On.
God, I love these fries.
You love them so much, why don't you marry them? Can I have some?
Sure, Cindy, go ahead.
Oh, God, these are good.
Cindy, can you leave some for us? I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of Bill Swirsky's Superfan. I'm Bob Swirsky, sitting in for my brother Bill, who's recovering from his most recent heart attack. And with me, as always, are the Superfans, Pat Arnold.
Hey, Bob.
Carl Walersky.
Hey, Bob.
And Todd O'Connor.
How are you, Bob?
Real good. We are coming to you, as always, from Dicka's Restaurant in Chicago, IL, birthplace of the baby back rib, and home to a certain undefeated team which come January shall be hoisting a certain Super Bowl trophy over its collective head, a team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
That was me.
Very nice. All right. By the way, I should mention that Todd was kind enough to show up today, even though earlier this week he had yet another heart attack.
It's all right, Bob. Actually, this one's really just fibrillations. I just got to limit my pork intake to 400 grams a day.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the doc says that I got a small piece of Polish sausage lodged in the lining of my heart.
It's too bad.
Good luck with that. Now let's turn our attention to another dynasty in progress. The Bulls. Okay, gentlemen, the Bulls are preparing to defend their crown. And, gentlemen, the only question is, not will they repeat, but how many times?
You know, I don't think we're talking about a repeat, a three-peat, or even a four-peat.
That's right. We're talking a minimum eight-peat.
Absolutely. Which brings us to our very special guest. You know him as the Airman.
The Airman.
Here he is, Michael Jordan. All right. Michael, I do know that the boys have a lot of questions, so let's get started. Gentlemen?
Yeah, well, Michael, what about the Olympics? You're representing our country. Isn't there a concern that these games might be a little lopsided?
Yeah. Why don't you just play these countries by yourself?
That's a good idea.
I don't think they'll let me do that, guys.
What if you could have two players? Say you and a certain Coach Dicka.
See, that's already unfair again.
Yeah, that's not fantastic.
If I may shift gears for a moment, gentlemen. Coach Dicka versus a Hurricane, who would win?
Dicka.
Hold on. The name of the Hurricane is Hurricane Dicka. Everything okay?
No problem, just having a heart attack. Almost over.
Done. Very good. Very nice recovery. Now, how many heart attacks is there for you, Todd?
That makes a baker's dozen for me.
Jeez, I've only had six.
Well, something to shoot for, Carl.
Bob, you don't mind if I say something, do you?
Of course, go ahead.
Well, it's just about Michael Jordan Foundation.
Yeah.
You know, it was established about 5 years ago by my mother. I mean, I'm really proud about it. You know, I mean, it's established in the Midwest, and I think it really helps out a lot of good causes.
Dump Bears.
I mean,
Dump Bears.
Good charities such as
Dump Bears,
Ronald McDonald House, Sickle Cell Anemia Midwest,
Bears,
you know, UNCF,
Bears.
You know,
Bears.
I really think it's a good organization. You know, I just thought this would be a good time just to express my gratification about the whole thing. You don't mind. I mean, I think it's very important. All right.
Polish sassy.
Okay, I mean, it's a family thing, I think. You know, my brother's in it.
Sassy.
Everybody.
Bears.
You guys don't mind, do you?
No. Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's important stuff. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, thank you for coming on, Michael, but before we sign off, Dad here has a special ritual which he'd like to perform in honor of the boss. Dad, as you can see, is donning a hula skirt and a coconut bra. Dad, when was the last time you performed this ritual?
January 26, 1986, when the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Okay, you may proceed.
Sorry, Dick. Clear.
Hi, I'm Chris Farley, and this is the Chris Farley Show. And tonight, my host is Jeff Daniels, one of the greatest actors around, I guess. God, I hate doing this part, man. I never know what to say.
No, you're doing fine, Chris. You're doing good.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Anyway. Mr. Daniels has done The Purple Rose of Cairo, Terms of Endearment, Arachnophobia, and Something Wild, which is an awesome flick.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
You remember in Something Wild when Melanie Griffith had you handcuffed to the bed? Remember that?
Yeah.
And you had to make that phone call, remember? Yeah. And you were chained to the thing and you couldn't get away?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
That was awesome. Okay, so you were also in The Purple Rose of Cairo.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Remember when you were doing your movie and Mia Farrow was watching and then you came down off the screen and talked to her and you were in black and white when you were on the screen, but then when you talked to her, you were in color?
Yeah, what about it?
You remember that?
Yes.
That won some awards, didn't it?
No, not really.
Oh, God damn it, what an idiot. I'm sorry. Now, you're doing another movie. What's that called?
The Butcher's Wife with Demi Moore.
Oh, yeah, Demi Moore. She's married to Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Die Hard?
Yeah, I did.
Remember when he was, he had to cross all that broken glass without his shoes on, and there was nothing he could do about it, so he just walked on all the broken glass with his bare feet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. That was awesome.
Now, one of your films was very controversial. It was The Last Temptation of Christ, based on the book by Nikos Kazantzakis.
It was a film about the dual nature of Christ.
You remember that one scene where Jesus goes into the temple and the money changers are there, and Jesus starts punching them out and starts dumping over the tables, and then he just loses it on that one guy?
Yes, what about it?
Was that your idea?
No, that was, it's from the New Testament, it's the Bible.
Oh, yeah, right.
Understandable.
Okay. Wait, you remember when you were with the Beatles and you were supposed to be dead, and there's all these clues that, like, you'd play some song backwards and it'd say, like, Paul is dead, and everyone thought that you were dead or something?
Yep.
That was a hoax, right?
Yeah, I wasn't really dead.
Right. You remember Beatlemania? Yeah. Where those four guys, they dressed, I went on stage and they looked like you, and then they played Beatles songs and... Man.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Man, that was awesome. I think we've got time for one more question. Remember when you were in the Beatles and you did that album, Abbey Road, and at the very... And the song, song it goes, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. You remember that?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, Chris. In my experience, it is. I find the more you give, the more you get.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thank you, Paul McCartney. Thank you for being one of the greatest a living legend. And a legend of rock and roll. And just thanks for being on the show.
You did fine. You did fine, Chris. It was good. It was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Thank you. Remember when I was talking to you about the Terminator?
Mm. Yeah.
You should see that movie. It's pretty cool.
And now here with another commentary is update commentator Bennett Brower. Bennett?
That's right. Bennett Brower here with another commentary. Didn't think the suits would have me back, perhaps. Thought they'd have my derriere replaced by one of those cookie-cutter store mannequins. Well, maybe I'm not the norm. I'm not camera friendly. I don't wear clothes that fit me. I'm not a heartbreaker. I haven't had sex with a woman. I don't know how that works. I guess I don't
fall in line. I'm not hygienic. I don't wipe properly. I lack style. I have no charisma or self-esteem. I don't own a toothbrush or let my scabs heal. I can't reach all the parts of my body. When I sleep, I sweat profusely. But I guess the powers that be will keep signing my paycheck, at least until John and Jane Q. Viewer start to go for the remote so they can get back to watching commentators who don't frighten children and don't eat their own dandruff and don't pop their whiteheads with a compass they used in high school. Thank you, Kevin.
Bennett Brock, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Wolfgang designs their costumes.
Yes, stunning. And he does all of their choreography.
So far, perfection.
Uh-oh, pump up the jam.
Yes, pump up the jam, they will.
Any advantages to the weight gain?
Yes, power. In fact, yesterday in practice on one of the compulsory jumps, he threw her completely out of the rink.
And I understand she was upset about that.
With good reason. She actually landed on Oksana Bayul, badly injuring both skaters.
And here comes the jump.
Yes, she landed that beautifully.
For your first...
You okay, Ted?
He's just having a heart attack.
I'm joking!
Joking! He's joking! He's joking! I'm with you.
We're gonna do jumping jacks and cartwheels!
Look out for Daddy walking! Captain, if there's any trouble, I'm gonna kick butt and then stack them 10 high. All right, I'm rolling out! Go!
Now, listen to me! You're going to have to listen to me if you want to know which one I want! There's a blue one! Go up! Please, a little bit! Please, more!
Trick or treat! Oh, my God! About a thing. Old Matt's got it under control. Looks like Fido had a little hand in this. I got coming, fellas! Then don't leave old dried up deodorant cakes under their arms for weeks at a time. And I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm flying. Holy shnikey.
Look at Kevin.
But
you're
I'm doing
flying.
Something. Please. I have a weight problem. Can't you just me?
You're almost flying.
Nothing, Kevin. This is flying.
From Sweden, Schillervisions. Tonight, hidden camera commercials. What are they hiding?
Are you aware, sir, that you are drinking Colombian decaffeinated coffee crystals?
Am I? Why, it's delicious. It tastes like rich-bodied regular coffee.
It took 264 hidden camera customers before that reaction was obtained. I am Knorben Knusen for Swedish Television One, and tonight we are going to examine the American craze of hidden camera commercials, particularly what doesn't make it to your home television set.
Watch this unused camera take.
Sir, do you realize that you are not drinking regular coffee, but Colombian decaffeinated coffee crystals?
What?
I said, you're drinking Colombian decaf coffee crystals.
son of a bitch. You no good damn son of a bitch.
From Shreveport, Louisiana, via international satellite hookup, the victim of that hidden camera commercial, Michael Huff. Mr. Huff, how do you feel about your experience on hidden camera?
Angry.
Thank you. And thank you from Swedish television. Good night.
Here's another clip. This is a clip from 1972. This is Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, and myself. And we got a little silly. Some nights you just go off. I don't know what started it, but things got just a little weird. Anyway, just watch your monitor and let's take a look.
What skeletons
like
do we have that we don't already have? We don't have anything left. It's like, we ain't got nothing. It's like, maybe I fired like 200 or 500 people or something. And like, maybe Tom went to a drug clinic, you know?
I got in the taxi and went to treatment.
Yeah, but like, they said our tattoo is on our butt, and that is a lie. Our tattoo is right here.
This is not our butt, Dennis. That is not our butt. That is not our butt.
Those Iraqis were lucky I had an army, because if I didn't, I would have been forced to go over there myself and personally beat the tar out of each and every individual that came within my perimeter. And I'll tell you one more thing. I want Holyfield. I want Holyfield. I showed you what these guns could do in the Middle East. Now I'm going to show what they can do in the ring. This summer, Atlantic City, the Taj Mahal, Holyfield Sports Star. It's the war on the shore.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
This is a song about the high school experience, sung through the eyes of the person who, more than anyone else, puts young people on the right path. I'm not talking about the teachers. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm not even talking about the guidance counselors. I'm talking about a person we call the lunch lady. Woke up in the morning, put on my new plastic glove. Served some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in the magical
long slaty lamb. Sloppy Joe's. And my breath reeks of tuna, and there's lots of black hairs coming out of my nose. Oh, hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders. Navy beans, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans. Hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders. Navy beans, navy beans, meatloaf sandwich. Sloppy Joe's, sloppy, sloppy Joe's. Looking at me, it screamed, why do you burn me? And serve me a cold. I said, I got the spatula, just do what you're told. Then the liver and onions started joining the fight, and the chocolate pudding pushed me with all his might. And the chalk threw his slappy, and it kicked me in the head. Called me Ben's lunch lady, sent a garlic bread. I said, what did I do to make you all so mad? You got flabby arms and your breath is bad. Then the green team said you better run and hide. But then my friend Sloppy Joe came and joined my side. He said if it wasn't for the lunch lady, the kids wouldn't eat ya. You should be shaking her hand and saying, pleased to meet ya. She gives you a purpose and she gives you a goal. You should be kissing her feet or kissing her more. Now all the angry fools just leave me alone, and we all live together in a happy home. A thank you, Sloppy Joe, a Sloppy Joe, yeah. Sloppy Joe, a Sloppy Joe, oh yeah. Sloppy Joe, a Sloppy Joe, yeah. Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe. Well, me and Sloppy Joe got married. We got six kids and we're doing just fine. Down in Lunch Lady Land.
Did I just see the new guy's ass?
Look, get out and stir it up!
No!
Grandma, you can't throw your money away like that.
It's my money! You don't own me!
Look, the guy was a crook.
Look, I've earned the right to see my name in print. Please, give me my money! My money! Please, take my money!
You little punk! What is the matter with you?
Huh?
What is the door? Oh! Got it, honey?
Oh.
No! Sorry, honey. You all right?
I'm fine.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but you brought this on yourself.
What are you staring at? What was your excuse?
What juice?
Stop pretending you don't know.
I'm not pretending.
Can't you see I love you both?
Oh,
から With the Kings でございます。ホストは中台俊郎さん。
皆さんこんばんは。外はすがやつだな。コトラさん、コトラさん、ほとんどけたロードラさんはうつくろしょだな。
トシルさん、とんでもないやつも。
じゃあ、高橋明宏さんはおましょう。600リアン家庭すげえな。
買い物するつもは見たことないよ。
あ、よしよし、あ、チャセチャ、ハマショ、マキドさん、シラさん、こんばんは。
やっこもたきも、あっからみよちょ。
やっと、ミルワキー、ウィスコンシン、から、ラリー、テンプルティン、さん、こんばんは。
はい。I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
ラリーさん、
はい、
ちょっと話し合おう。
I don't understand. There's been a little mistake.
大工古城、モトロか、俺の大工ちょっとサバトよ。
You see, my wife Mary and I are here on vacation. It's a lovely country. Everyone's been great. Anywho.The concierge at the hotel said, do you want to go to a game show?
Subarashi, Subarashi. Do I have to make a show? Shetsumon Ichiban.
See, I thought she meant see a game show, not be on a game show. Big mistake. Big mistake.
Domo.
Hey.
Domo, 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 Domo. Ichiban.ピアノに何機あるの？70早くか88。アキラさん。
70？
ああ、違うな、違うな。サシロさん。
早く？
ダメやど、どうやら。ラリーさん？
Me? I don't know. I'm sorry.Does anybody here speak English? Do you guys speak English?
Rari-san, 70 hayoku ka 88.
Can I pass? You know what? I pass.
70 hayoku toka 88.
88?
Tadashi! Tadashi! Tadashi!Rari-san, komandante, katarayo.
Really? All right. Well, Kanuka, Kanuka.
Domo, domo. Niban kaki, kuki ya momoka sanai nananko wa. Kagumusha, doki doki toka Godzilla.Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
I'm sorry. Cage moosh?
Kagamusha. Doki doki. Ka Godzilla.
Oh.
Jackson des. Akira-san.
Kagamusha?
Dame yo, dame yo. Chotaro-san?
とんでもございません。
Oh my God! You see that?
そじ人の心をさらちわな。サンシロさん。
影武者。
ダメよ、ダメよ。ダメよ。
Good Lord! What's the name of all that's sacred?
Dawa! Dawa! Rari-san!
You know what? I shouldn't be
Rari-san.
Here. Call the concierge!
Rari-san!
Call the concierge!
Rari-san!
Rari-san! Rari-san! Rari-san! Rari-san! Rari-san!
Godzilla?
Then...
Godzilla. Datomo Godzilla. Tadashi! Tadashi! Godzilla! Rani-san! Sugai Katuruna! Nijo Manyen!
Really? That was great. Thank you very much, I guess.
Tadama Sanban! Sushira Eke! Sushira Eke! Sushira Eke! Sushira Eke!
Yeah, and how much is that in dollars?
Oh,
hey, excuse me, I won. What the heck are you doing here? Hey.
Okay.
A second.
Show my motto to Ma. Wakuraka?
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese.
Oh, Tadama Sago no Shitsuma.
Mary, call the American embassy.
Warabi uta niyorato, dare ga kanarazo oswatiro.
I don't know! No, wait! I know it. Kwaki sir pi ni ku?
Nani? Kwaki Serpi Niku?
Yes! Kwaki Serpi Niku!
Hanji! Dosetka!
Kwaki Serpi Niku! Kwaki Serpi Niku!
Oh, dame! Zanken! Ah, dame! Kwaki Serpi Piku! Oh!
If you leave town this holiday season, why not let the Herlihy Boy be your house sitter? Out of an estimated 50,000 professional house sitters in the world, the Herlihy Boy is by far the best.
Hello. Let me water your plants. Please, while you're gone, let me water your plants. It would mean so much to me if you just let me water your plants. Come on, you're not going to be there. Somebody's got to water them. Why can't it be me? Please? Hey. Please? Let me water your plants.
Come on, let the boy water your plants.
Hi, hello. Are you good? Good. Let me bring in your mail. While you're gone. Come on, please. Let me bring in your mail. There'll be so much mail in your mailbox while you're away. Let me bring the mail in the house for you. Come on, I'm already going to be watering your plants. Just say yes to me bringing in your mail, please. Don't look away. Look at me. I honestly and sincerely would like to bring in your mail.
He's a good, hard-working boy. Let him bring in your mail.
Hey, look who's here. Nice to see you again. You look great. Let me sleep in your bed. Don't shake your head, no. Let me sleep in your bed. You're not even going to be there. Please let me sleep in your bed. Nothing weird's going to happen. I'll sleep in the exact same position as you sleep. You can trust me. I'll even wash the sheets before you come back. How's that? Please?
Sweet mother of God, what is the holdup? Let the boy sleep in your damn bed. He said he'd wash the sheets. Yeah?
Please don't make me wash the sheets.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets! For God's sake!
Easy.
Let me move in with you, please. When you come back home, don't make me leave. Please, let me move in with you. I'll push all my things into the corner. That'll be my little area. Please, I won't bother you. You don't even have to look at me. Just let me move in with you, please. I'd like an answer, and I'd like that answer to be yes, please. I've already slept in your bed. If you didn't want me to move in, why'd you let me sleep in your bed? Just let me move in with you, please.
Can we stop this cruel game and allow the boy to keep one shred of dignity? For God's sakes! I can't stand to see him in all this pain! You vicious bastards! Let him move in with you! Is it so bad to see somebody happy? So just let him move in! For the love of God, let the boy move in with you! Good Lord!
I'm not going to beg you. My track record speaks for itself. I'm confident you'll make the right decision.
The Herlihy Boy House Sitting Service. Let's face it, he's coming over anyway.
Hello, I'm Cher, and welcome to Focus on Beauty 2. Now, if you watched Focus on Beauty 1, you remember that you were introduced to a line of hair care products that had been previously been available only to the stars. And now they're available to you, which doesn't make them any less better. So stick around, because your hair is not going to believe what it's about to see.
Cher presents Focus on Beauty.
Now, everybody remembers my curly-haired friend Paulette, whose hair is long and straight and beautiful now. And my sister Georgianne, who has beautiful straight blonde hair and my old nose. And, of course, the famous, the wonderful, I could not live without her, Lori Davis.
Thank you, Cher. And today I'm just so excited because I want to talk about the exciting new products I added to the package we put together on Focus on Beauty 1.
That was a very exciting package, wasn't it?
Oh, it was really exciting.
Amazing.
And you know what else excited me about Focus on Beauty 1? The exciting letters I got from women who use my products. Just a few. Dear Lori, I'm so excited about the way my hair looks after using your products. Here's another. Dear Lori, I have never used such an exciting hair care system. And finally, dear Lori, I've been using your hair care products for a year, and I'm still excited. And they go on and on and on. And they're all excited. That's what they are. I don't want to talk about that right now, because I'm excited about this.
Oh!
It's called Exciting Hold, and it's just exciting. Now, do you use hairspray?
No.
Oh, never. Hate it.
I use it, but I hate it.
Well, try this.
This is so amazing. It's so dry. Did you spray this on me? Because it doesn't feel like you did. And I saw you do it, so you must have.
I did.
Feel this. It's dry. It doesn't stick.
It's not sticky at all.
It's smooth. There's no stickiness.
Lori, this is the complete opposite of sticky. Now, tell us what you've done here.
This is the most amazing hairspray ever. I call it my minute miracle. And you know what the secret is? There's no alcohol in it. You know that dry, hard feeling hairspray gives you?
You mean that dry, crunchy, brittle, stiff...
sticky, yeah. Potato chippy sort of...
It's dead, crisp, flaky.
Right.
Sticky.
Yes. That's because most hairsprays go on wet and they put alcohol in to dry it.
Hairspray always dries my hair. Is that the alcohol?
Yes.
So alcohol has a drying effect.
Yes.
But your hairspray doesn't. Why not?
Because my hairspray doesn't have any alcohol in it. No alcohol.
Now, when you say no alcohol, do you mean 1%?
No. I'm talking no alcohol. Alcohol free.
That is so exciting.
No wonder it's not sticky.
And that's why you can use it over and over and over again and again. I demonstrate this to my clients, and I spray my hair 30 or 40 times a day. And I can still run my fingers through it. Now here's something you're really going to love. My 10-way spritz.
Wave. Oh.
It lightens, it supports, it sheens, it moisturizes, it adds
waves.
Volume.
Kurt, oh, gosh, I think she's gotten too excited.
Here, put your head between your legs. Breathe slowly now. Come on. Oh, girls, look at the volume in this hair.
Oh, this is so
do you believe it?
So
you believe that
look
volume?
At that volume. That is
it's
so exciting.
Woo. I'm better now. I think I just got too excited about my hair. Well, that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
How's my hair?
On behalf of everyone, we had a wonderful time. Happy Mother's Day. Bye.